Than a year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, world leaders are trying to pressure Russia to end its onslaught with new sanctions. It comes after the U.S. announced a new $2 billion aid package to Ukraine. In a conclusive late-view interview with ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir, President Joe Biden said that the rest of the world cannot decide for Ukraine how it should resolve this crisis.
You know, that expression you've heard me use before and others, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. We're not going to dictate to them what the end result is. That means they decide that. Ukrainians decide that. But I could picture a circumstance where there is a transition to that. It's not all at one time.
Russian ally China has called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Ukraine and Russia in a vaguely worded proposal.
I think the plan put forward by the Chinese government is an important contribution. I think the call on the need to avoid the use of nuclear weapons is particularly important.
That's Stefan Dujarric speaking on the matter. Ukraine's leader is giving qualified support for China's new involvement in trying to involve and resolve the situation in his country. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that Beijing's interest is not a bad thing and could be useful in isolating Russia. He goes on to say, the question is what actions follow China's words. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Voters in Nigeria cast ballots Saturday to choose